Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go.
So apparently you've been talking behind Boomer's back out in the newsroom. So
What do you want to know?
I don't want to know anything, actually.
So, you look ridiculous in that jacket.
Well, of course. It's from the 1994, and I held on to it. And this is my good luck charm from when the Knicks were good back in the 90s.
By the way, Jerry, when are you giving me the money so we can put that bet together?
Why don't you two get we'll do it later. Out of here right about now?
Right.
If you're not going to participate in a reasonable discussion.
Five to one?
That, right. Yeah, 5-1. I mean, why not?
So, here's the deal. Are you questioning my Knick fandom?
Yeah, you're more of a hockey guy, and that's fine.
Well, no, listen, I have been a hockey fan because the Rangers have given me a lot to cheer about over the years. And they
What does that mean? Either you like a sport or you don't like a sport. It doesn't matter how good your team is.
When the Knicks got into the whole Isaiah Thomas thing, the Phil Jackson thing, the Carmelo Anthony thing, it's been a disaster. You know that.
I'm aware.
And your partner knows that better than anybody. Yeah. You know what? I couldn't watch it. And I've been very open about it, that until they get it right, I cannot
That's not what a fan is. G's been watching the Knicks.
It is.
Who's in Pittsburgh probably watching the Knicks?
I'm telling you
I'm a bigger basketball fan than hockey fan. That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
They have finally got it right. They have
by sucking, yes, they did that very well.
They did it very well, and nobody did it better than they did.
That's
and of
true.
Of course, it comes in a year where you have to share the worst record with the other two teams.
Hey, I got news for you. Even when you had a 25% chance of winning, I know this from experience, doesn't mean you win the lottery. And just when you think that the guy who's going to win the lottery is going to turn everything around, John Wall, doesn't mean that's going to happen.
We have a very checkered lottery past.
I'm aware.
But we go back to 1985.
Okay.
Don't you feel like Zion's different? You don't feel like that? Are you one of these anti-Zion guys?
I'm not anti-Zion, no. And I would take him number one overall. But one thing I've learned, I think we've all learned, is that nobody is a sure thing. And I don't think he's a sure thing. I think he's a great prospect. I think he's something we've never seen before. But no, I don't think he's a sure thing.
This is why you feel this way. Because you know how you felt when the Jets got Sam Darnold?
Yes. I didn't think he's a sure thing.
You had your shirt
naked,
off.
You were sitting around naked in your...
Right.
In
no
the
pants.
We did it.
Right, we did it.
I was excited.
Yes.
You should be excited.
Yes, naked Evan.
Yes.
Why can't we have a moment?
Feel the same way. Bro, I just said you should be excited.
And I was a huge Sam Darnold fan. I said, I think this team can really make it.
Do you guys listen?
No,
I just said
saying.
No one's a can't miss. Sam Darnold isn't a can't miss. I'm excited they got. If you got Zion, you should be excited. I mean, you're probably going to end up having pain, but at least in the moment, you should be excited.
Why are you so focused on the Knick misery? What is it about
I can't
that?
Stand you. Not you in particular. Sort of you.
The obnoxious Knicks fan.
Yeah, Joe is different because he's not. It's almost his negativity makes me feel bad for him. But a lot of Knick fans, and you borderline on this, you kind of dance the line, have this arrogance as if you're the Yankees, as if you've done something. You've sucked for two decades.
Well, listen, I know that. Where the arrogance comes in is when people try to say, like, the Nets are going to take over the town.
I've never said that.
Or like, the free agents
he
are
mocks
gonna,
that, actually.
Thank you. By the way, I listen to you and Joe every now and again when I want a good laugh. And I was listening to you just absolutely eviscerate your head coach, Atkinson.
Everything I said was accurate.
You are all
everything.
Over him.
What did I say about
and then,
him?
And then little.
What did I say about
weeks
him?
Later, you were sucking.
Boomer,
up to
what
him.
Did I rip him about?
You
don't know.
The team was hurt. The team was losing.
What did I rip
the
him about?
The team was hurt.
What did I rip
the
him
team
about?
Was
you
losing.
Don't know. So shut your mouth. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Go punch him in the face.
What did I rip him about?
You said you wanted him fired.
No, I never said that. You're a liar. You're a flat-out liar.
Said you wanted
I'm going to come
fired.
On your show and tell you, yes. just like someone else has, that you're full of crap.
You're full
prove
of crap.
I said that.
You are
prove
crap.
I said
you
that.
You killed your coach.
I did. I ripped him. What I ripped him about. What I never said that. You're a liar. You are freaking lying. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it.
I can go back and get the
what did I say?
You ripped him.
What I said?
You ripped him.
Key, do you know what I said?
No.
You ripped him. I don't know what you said. I don't know what you said. I really don't know.
And then I would say probably about 5 weeks later when your team started winning.
He did what I ripped him about.
You said, you know what? He's great now. Now
no, I never said that. You're just lying.
Yeah,
you're literally talking into a microphone.
Exactly what you said.
No, you're talking into a microphone and you're making crap
you
up.
You killed
and you're
going to
get away with it.
Did you not kill
because no,
coach?
I did. What I ripped him about.
Did you not kill Mickey Callaway about 2 weeks ago?
Of course. He sucks. He's a terrible manager. I stand by that.
Great. Well, what kind of fan are you?
I never said Kenny was a
manager.
Listen, what I rip Kenny for?
I forget what
Oh, you forgot.
Oh, gee, you forgot.
But you claim I said he should be fired, too?
It was 3 months ago.
Liar.
It was 3 months ago.
Yeah?
You were ripping
I know
him.
What I ripped him for.
What did you
Do you want me
for?
To tell you?
If you'd like to tell
you
me.
You want to sit around and learn?
Why did you tell me?
I ripped him for not playing Rhodey. It was clear he supplied it energy. Do you even know who he is?
I know who he is. Rhodey Caruso. I know who
Rhodey Caruso
is.
He wouldn't play him. Jerry knew this. Every Net fan knew if you play him, he adds a spark. Guess what he did, Boone?
He added a spark.
Guess what he did?
And then he played him.
Oh!
And why did he play him?
So who was right?
But you were screaming and yelling.
Because I was right!
You're going to lose your voice before you show.
Because I don't like lies.
Slightly uncomfortable. Right?
Listen,
yeah.
I don't like
you
lies.
You basically ripped your coach.
Correct, I ripped
and
him.
And you said he was no good.
Well, I was very concerned about what he wasn't doing.
And you said he was no good.
I did not like two things.
Oh,
not playing Rhodey. Well,
like.
That was two things.
Okay.
It was Rhodey, and it was the inability for this team to execute in the final 2 minutes. They started doing that a lot better. As that eight-game losing streak ended, all of a sudden they were a different team. What am I supposed to do?
But I'm just saying.
You've never ripped a Ranger coach,
no,
you hypocrite?
I have. I have. As a matter of fact,
is that allowed?
Yes, of course it's allowed. And I totally ripped the Knicks for the last 10 years.
Well, that's easy.
Well, when you see incompetence, you rip it.
You should apologize.
You got all over your coach.
I did get all. I never denied that.
Did I ever ask
him to be fired?
What I heard, and I remember I came in the next morning.
I know.
This is probably why you're upset.
I'm upset because you're spreading falsitudes. That's why I'm upset.
Yes. You got after him,
yeah,
and you hated him because he's in the midst of an eight-game losing streak.
I was frustrated by what I was watching, just like you were. I respect your Ranger fandom, so you don't understand this. I almost have this kindred spirit with you.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I do. And so we see eye to eye in a way, and that's why it bothers me more when you say things about the Nets and kind of BS stuff I say more than anyone else.
I'm the guy who supports
your
coach.
That's because you don't care.
No. I also
you love him because you don't care.
When Sean Marks came in here and had to clean up the mess that was left behind, and he did it.
I love Sean Marks.
No, I wish the Knicks would have gotten Sean Marks when the Nets got him.
I understand.
So don't sit here and tell me that I don't pay attention to what your team
is
doing.
No, you don't care about them.
Well, of course not.
Just like G admitted that he doesn't care about them. The Nets are irrelevant, right? So why does
it
matter?
Pretty much. I mean, that's the way it is. I'm sorry.
To me,
that's the way
it is. To me, they are.
You're a fool over there with that stupid towel on your head.
I had to be. That got very uncomfortable.
Your partner was lying.
No, he wasn't lying.
I never called for the coach to be fired.
You were yelling and screaming.
Yes, I
like
was.
A maniac.
I was yelling and screaming like
for
a maniac.
Reasons. For two reasons. Not
for
just
two
one.
Reasons. For two reasons. That's correct.
Yeah, it wasn't just one.
It was two. That's
the Appletinis, huh?
What?
Big fan of Appletinis?
I used to. I had an experience. Yeah. A bad one.
We bad experience with Appletinis.
Yeah.
What was that?
One night.
Of my closest friends' girlfriends made Appletinis for me and my now wife, and she spiked the crap out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I got really, 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 really sick.
And by the way, when the Knicks do get Zion tonight,
Congratulate Giannotti.
No, I'm coming in here tomorrow and I'm going to turn you upside down. I'm going to carry you upside down around here.
Like, do you have like a little Net fan contingent like you and Seglia?
Yeah, we're
and
betting.
Jacalone
you know what we call ourselves?
Cooch.
You know what we call ourselves?
What?
The Resistance.
Oh, the Resistance. Good stuff, Evan. Good talk
to
you, man. That was Evan Roberts at Boomer Esiason screaming at
one
another.
He hated his coach.
Roscoe, what do you think about Evan?
He hated his coach.
Oh, jeez. Man, I tell you.
Moment of the day has been brought to you by Resorts World Casino in Queens with over 6,000 games. This is how NYC rolls. You just heard it.
Thank you.
Would you like to hear the original moment of the day?
Sure, why not?
All right, so, I mean, I played the sponsor already. But last hour, Al did bring up the notion that Bart Scott has never had a drink of beer before, but he will tonight at the CMB viewing party of the draft lottery.
Well, I'm sure he's had other sorts of alcohol, right?
Right, but I'm saying it's not surprising that someone that is in tip-top shape like he has been for much of his life, that he's never gone
the beer. If you knew how he grew up and you knew how, you know, he tried to stay away from everything in his neighborhood and you listen to his stories, you can understand why he didn't go down that road.
I hope he's not like an Appletini guy.
No, like Evan Roberts. Yeah, I'll never forget that. First time I ever had a drink without Evan Roberts, he ordered an Appletini. And a little martini glass.
They are tasty.
Swear to God. Appletini. And then he like pretended it was a cool thing.
If he ripped on me, man, I'd just slap his little red ass to head neck.
We're going to break. You want to go slap his little red ass now?
Yeah. Maybe that's why he was so angry.
So far, though.
He might have been.
Yeah, okay, good. Might have been.
That's good. I like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.